This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, right? I know you're tempted to back away because they're too crazy. It's all too crazy. It is too crazy. Look at, honestly, you sit there and you think to yourself, this can't be true. This can't be true. This can't be true. Right? When you read some of these stories, people really believe this stuff. When you do just a little digging, not even a whole bunch, you do a little digging and you find out it is true. You're thinking to yourself, how do people buy into this? How do they actually believe that this is true and it really happens? Well, it's because of our education system. Sorry, but it is. It's because we actually do believe, or we have been taught, that everything that comes out of a teacher's mouth is gold. It's real. Right? Well, I hate to tell you, even though I've got a lot of teachers I have a lot of respect for, not everything they say is true. Not everything they say is real. So, really, seriously, you have got to pay attention. You have got to know what's going on. It's just like what's going on in the schools now. And again, I'm a little harsh about it. I'm sorry, but I am. All of a sudden, you parents show up, you want to start screaming and yelling about what's going on in the schools. Now, I've, for one, I've been telling you for, God, close to 15 years now of being involved in education in schools and such. That you need to look at your kids' books, you need to get engaged, you need to get involved, you need to figure out what's going on. I mean, seriously. And then don't just, my God, then you show up and you're mad about what your kid's learning, and you have had some trustees or education, people that you voted into education, who have been fighting the fight by themselves for years and not getting any real help. I sit there and just start laughing and go, really? You're going to yell at me now when I haven't seen you in all this time? I don't know who you are. I don't believe you really even care. Especially when you show up at the end of everything and you want me to really believe that you're serious about what you're doing or what you want. Now, for those of you who do want to go to school boards, who do go to school boards and want to make changes, here's what I tell everybody. Get your facts together. If you get up there and you just start yelling, you're just one of those parents that's going off, that really doesn't understand, and I'm not going to beat my brains out with you. But if you're one of those parents that actually shows up, lays out your case, you can even say something like, I can't believe you guys look like you're, I don't know. You look like you're smart people up there. Why don't you get this? Why didn't you see this? Why am I bringing this to your attention when I'm trusting you to watch over my children? I wouldn't have a problem with that. Wouldn't bother me at all if that's the way you approached it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me see if I can get this on for you. This is a group of teachers that are not necessarily whacked. They're not like doing some of the funky dances that the other teachers were doing. And when it comes to talking about transgenderism, you know, gay and lesbianism, whatever, they're simply saying we're going by the rules of the school. We're going by the rules of the school district. Take a listen. You'll see what I'm talking about.
What should we do if a parent requests that we refer to their child by the pronouns associated with their sex assigned at birth instead of their preferred pronouns or their pronouns? And that we use their legal name instead of a student's chosen name.
So I could respond with something that I've done. This came up for me. It's come up in a couple different ways, but it's come up for me where caregivers asked, I actually referred to their child's name in an IEP meeting using the name that the child had asked to be referred to and their chosen.
Notice that this is a transgender male. Notice that they said what the caregiver, not the parents, not mom and dad, but the caregiver, like the birthing person. They're pulling us more and more away from making these things personal by making the connection, by making the human connection, if you would. They're making them more cold. Right? Listen.
And pronouns, and the caregivers reacted really strongly and then followed up with me and the principal and said, like, I noticed that you were using a different name than my child's given name at birth and the pronouns that we gave them, and I'm respectfully asking that you use the name and the pronouns that we gave them.
So the parents, the ones that gave birth, the ones that are paying the taxes for you to sit in that school, don't have any rights. The kid, the child, the baby has got more rights than the parents do. And as I've always said about this kind of crazy stuff, the inmates are now running the asylum. Talk more about this on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. I need you to save me. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We're back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Do not, please don't, be part of the problem. All right? I mean, you got 8 million ways to Sunday to get information. It's an old term. What do you want from me? To get the information you need. And if you don't take advantage of it, then shame on you. All right. Playing this clip of some teaching. Now, again, we ultimately are so used to seeing people with different color hair and different styles and what have you, and we immediately think that they're just totally whacked. Now, I don't give these teachers total credit because they could push back on administration. I've seen it done before. But they're not saying, I believe I'm working hard to make my class this or to make my class that or let them know my lifestyle and how I live. These group of teachers, because of the school district they work in, are told that they have to refer to the child, the kid, as to the gender and name that they want to be called. So the kid gets to change the name. The kid gets to change his gender, his or her gender. And nobody seems to care that it's a child. Let's take another shot at this so I can have some fun with it.
So the laws in every state are different, obviously, and I can't speak to the laws in everyone's particular state. But I will say, again, the resources that we'll give you after this have some helpful sites where you can go and look up what the rules are for your state. But before I responded to the caregiver, I made sure that I had my I ran it by my principal and my superintendent just to make sure that I had that they had my back.
Again, if you just joined the show, notice that this teacher is using the term caregiver. Not parent, not mom, not dad, but caregiver. So are you the caregiver or are you the person who brought life to this child?
And then I responded, I chose my words carefully, and I said, I hear you. I hear what you're saying. I tried to really like affirm what the caregiver was asking me. Like in terms of, you know, I was like, I hear you saying that, you're feeling uncomfortable with me, you know, using the child's preferred name and pronouns. And I hear that you're using different ones at home. Here at school, the expectation is that all of my students feel comfortable and welcome in my classroom. So in my classroom,
You know, this is funny. No, it really is funny. These well-educated people that are obviously smarter than the caregivers and the birthing person. I've got to use their terms. The caregivers and the birthing person, they're obviously smarter than you because they won't back down, right? And so apparently what they're teaching these kids is they can be anything they want to be in the teacher's classroom. They don't have to listen to their parents. They don't have to abide by the parents' rules that they put in place. Later on in life, when this really hurts them or hits them from a psychological standpoint, there's no long-term studies that have been on this. And on the transgender side and on the hormone-blocking side, now we're starting to see the negative effect that this is having. And I'm serious. I'm sorry. You don't have to agree with me. And those who don't agree with me are out right now looking for links to prove their point. Don't send them to me. I'm going to go by the biggies. I'm going to go by Harvard Medical. I'm going to go by John Hopkins. And more hospitals across the globe are talking about how problematic this is. You cannot reverse hormone blockers. No matter what they tell you, you can't do it. And I'll tell you what, even think about it from a regular standpoint, just regular common sense. The reason the chemicals in your body, the reason the bones and the things that develop in your body, at the time they need to develop, how they need to develop, it's all planned out by nature's God. My God, actually. And if you stop that from happening, and that kid goes 5, 6, 7 years without those chemicals allowing his body to develop properly, you are seeing health issues in these kids, in their lungs, in their bones. What's going to happen even further down the road? Right? They don't care about you people. They don't care. Period.
I will refer to your child by whatever name and pronouns that they've told me they feel most comfortable with.
The kids, the children, are running the asylum.
And just have that be it. Almost like the guidelines that I try to use when I'm like explaining hard topics to my students, like less is more. I just say like, it sounds like that really works for you at home, and you could absolutely choose to do whatever you'd like at home in my classroom. And I even say, like, every year I start out my year by, like, sending home information to caregivers that says, like, just so you know, like, this is an affirming class. Like, one of the ways I affirm students is I call them by the names of
caregivers. I said those home to the caregivers. Come on. This is a new term. I haven't heard this one before.
They ask to be called by and use their correct pronouns. So just like, really, I just told them that maybe that's not helpful, but I just told them no, like respectfully no. And it because I had.
You're not being respectful when you tell the parent of a child who's responsible for raising that child. And a lot of these people don't have kids themselves, but they're going to tell you how to raise your child. This is what's dangerous about education, right? They're psychologists, they're child psychologists, they've taken these classes, and they have decided what's better for your children, what's smarter for your children than you do. You just keep paying their salaries, you keep paying for them to be in that school, and keep your mouth shut and deal with it.
My principal and my super's support, there wasn't much they could do. And they eventually kind of found another, another like topic to like squawk about it.
Yeah, right. No. They can actually go somewhere else. And I wish they would. You parents say you love your children. You do anything for your kids. You do whatever it takes. But you're not. You're not telling the truth. Would you really do whatever it takes? Why don't you give up that second car? Use that to put your child in a private school. I'm not joking. I'm serious. Maybe you downsize your home. Give up the second car, homeschool your kid. Go to a co-op at a church. Whatever it takes, if you truly mean what you say you mean, where you're willing to do anything for your child to make sure they get a solid education, that they're healthy, they get what they need, then do it. Sacrifice for them. I always say, they didn't ask for you. You brought them into the world. So you need to take care of them. And for my Christian friends, good luck to you. When God looks at you and says, what did you do with those kids I blessed you with? Really? We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the Joe Messina Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The House committee investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol issued 5 subpoenas for members of Congress on Thursday. It includes House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy. This marks the first time the committee has tried to compel testimony from fellow lawmakers. In addition, the committee is issuing subpoenas to Scott Perry, Jim Jordan, Andy Biggs, and Mo Brooks. Those representatives are all considered allies of former President Donald Trump. Also from D.C., the Senate is expected to vote next week on a bill to help restaurants, bars, and other small businesses stay in business. The $48 billion aid package targets enterprises which saw big revenue losses during the pandemic and government-imposed shutdowns. The main goal of the bill is to provide a lifeline to the applicants who did not receive grant money through the Restaurant Revitalization Fund. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Okay, I'm playing a clip. I'm going a little long with it, but I'm doing it on purpose. I'm playing a clip from a bunch of teachers that may outwardly look like they're overly far left, gone, not to return to the planet. But they're not. Very sane. They understand everything they're saying. They're not using any of the quote-unquote whack terminologies. But what they are doing is making a case that these kids don't belong to you. They belong to them. They will do what they want to them. They call us caregivers, not moms and dads, not parents, not fathers and mothers, God forbid, but caretakers. It's not too close to an undertaker, you know what I'm saying?
And they, it's not professional, but anyway, and they left that alone. They kind of got over it.
No, they didn't get over it. They felt like they couldn't get anything else done. They felt like they had no rights, and that's when you need to bring in attorneys. There are education attorneys that can push these issues. Do not let them get away with telling you what they should be doing with your kids or what you should. I mean, it infuriates me. Because we so easily give in to them, and we shouldn't. There's no reason to. There's no reason you have to. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's see. Let's get some more of it up here. Go.
Similarly to what Kieran said, at my school district, LGBTQ plus students have a Bill of Rights, and the fourth one is that they have the right to be referred to by their gender pronoun and name that fits their gender identity. And similarly, there was a situation where a parent felt that the school was not doing what they wanted them to do, and we were even respectful about it. We were just like, no, that's sorry. Like, our district-wide rule is that the student determines that, not you. even though you are the parent.
Wow.
Ours is the same. And again, it really speaks to where you're working, what the district is, the state laws, and having the backing of your administration and your superintendent and the district that says this is our policy, and I'm going to follow the policy.
I'm just floored. I mean, seriously. It's a district policy. They don't care what the parents say or think. They don't care what they're doing to your kids. Your kids. Oh, I'm sorry. No, they're not your kids. You're just a caretaker. Right? This is how crazy these people are. And until, really, seriously, until you guys decide to take this stuff back, this is what you're going to put up with. And don't you dare open your mouth. Don't you dare say anything to the school board either. There were two Texas dads that were arrested after being vocal at a school board meeting. And you know what they're doing now? Exactly what they should do. They're suing the district for violating free speech. Or for violating their free speech. And as, like I said before, as well they should be. These two Texas fathers were arrested for allegedly disturbing the meetings of a Round Rock Independent School District. They filed a federal lawsuit claiming that the district and the agents violated their rights under the First Amendment. Now, the overall trend is basically a conspiracy among many of them to remove, restrain the civil rights of citizens who disagree with them. One of the arrested fathers, Jeremy Story, told a local news source, they ultimately have gone to great lengths to silence parents who disagree with them, ultimately to conceal their own malfeasance. I agree that I believe that to be true in cases. I really do. Now, I don't know. Look at, there has to be some rules. There has to be some processes in place where everybody gets a chance to speak. All right? So, you know, if they're going to limit your time, they have to limit everybody's time. My school board has happened to choose 2 minutes. You have 2 minutes to give your speech. And they limit the total time, or can, by state law, to 1 hour. Now, I know some would like to limit it to 20 minutes. Not going to happen. In the lawsuit, Story and Dustin Clark claimed that the school district 5 members of the board, the superintendent, and members of the school district police force violated their rights under the First Amendment. They also threw in, for good measure, the 14th Amendment and 42 U.S. Code 1983. They claimed that the school board had acted illegally in hiring, whatever the person's name is, Aziz, and passing a tax increase and arranging for their arrests. Now, Clark is the father of 4, all in the school district. Story is the father of 7 who lives in the district. Now, the father's alleged that the defendants violated their rights to petition the government for redress. He's right. Fix it. Make it work. Make it work better. Those aren't the only two people screaming. I would imagine if I look at the list, they're probably among the first 5 or 10. And when you do that to somebody like that, how many parents do you turn off? They claim that the defendants violated their rights to due process. They arbitrarily arrested them or having them arrested without probable cause. The suit also claims that the Board of Trustees failed to operate openly, violating the Texas Open Meeting Act by deliberately, in secret, and deciding that Azaze should be hired in a later vote. Now, in the lawsuit, Story and Clark demanded a temporary restraining order and court injunction to prevent the defendants from enforcing arbitrary spacing rules at board meetings. There's very limited public access and not much time for public comment. This is why they believe they're trying to be squelched. I would, too, if I was them. The proposed order would also void the contract between RISD and Aziz. Jenny LaCosta, a spokesman for the school district, said it had not yet been served a suit and declined comment. None of the board members would comment either. So the lawsuit centered on the arrest of Story and Clark on September 17th on one misdemeanor charge each hindering proceedings by disorderly conduct. Now, here's the problem with that. All right? Pay attention. What is disorderly conduct? Who defines it? No, no, seriously, because that's what they're trying to do in California. If you disrupt a meeting, you could be thrown out, you could be arrested. I mean, heck, in L.A. County, a juvenile can sell drugs, show up with a gun, and they're not going to get arrested. I mean, they'll get arrested, but they're not going to get charged with anything. Apparently, adults who speak up for their kids will. Just amazing. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5566. This is what we've come to. This is the arguments you're going to have on a regular basis with the people at your school boards. Unless you learn how to vote them out and vote the right ones in. Really. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be, that's what it boils down to, truly be part of the solution. That's the only way that she'll bring it back out around again. So there's no voter fraud, they say. Democrat county supervisor in Virginia has been indicted on 82 counts of voter fraud. No, 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 no. Not 12, not 15, not 27. 82 times did he pull this off. A Democrat Virginia Board of Supervisor member has been indicted on 82 election-related felony charges. The special grand jury indicted Trey Adkins and Cheryl Lynn Bailey for several election-related offenses. Now, Adkins was also indicted for embezzlement of public funds while being in a position of public office. Isn't this wonderful? Aren't they great people? Really. Trey Adkins was indicted for 82 felony offenses. Cheryl Lynn Bailey was indicted for 12. Adkins is the current Knox District Supervisor for Buchanan County. The Virginia State Police reportedly began investigating the two more than 2 years ago for election cycles. My God, more than 2 years ago. No comment. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you. day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure. You know, gonna find me a good, not that it's anybody's business, gonna find me a good electronic shop, start blowing out the some of these sliders that don't work quite right. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, listening to the Joe Mazzini Show on the GCN Network. Thanks so much for being with us, enjoying the conversation, being part of the conversation, and it ain't that hard. You can either, you know, give a call, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, or you can, you know, simply hop in the chat room that's up on the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. All right. They always, we always hear about how there is no voter fraud. Far and few between. Won't it all change an election at all? And we're seeing that that's just not true. Not only is it not true that there are other, that there's a lot of fraud going on, but if it, even if it goes on at a fraction of what we're seeing it, or seeing what's going on, it will change an election. You know, I've seen local elections lost by 17 votes. when thousands of votes have been cast. I don't mean hundreds of thousands. I'm talking, you know, maybe 10, 12, 15, 18,000 votes, and somebody lose by 30 or 17 or what have you. That's heartbreaking. Man, if I walked three more blocks, would I have made it? What if it was stolen? So, you really have to pay attention to stuff. And any kind of stealing negates somebody's vote. Any kind of stealing of a vote, it's just uncalled for. And it's wrong. Anyway, the Atkins is the current. This is the fellow that's been picked up on 82 felony offenses. Sherry Lynn Bailey was picked up on 12. Atkins is the current Knox District Supervisor for Buchanan County, and Bailey allegedly helped him. And the Virginia State Police took this on. They're the ones that have been investigating this. We're taking them 2 years. 2 years is a long time. A lot of times, though, these guys want to shore it up. They want to get it to the point where they know they can get a conviction in court. Otherwise, it's just a waste of time. They put a grand jury together on May 5th. That's, by the way, this is all being done in Virginia, which I think is great. And even with all of this, some of those Republicans still won. The four-page grand jury report detailed witnesses saying absentee ballot requests and their names were signed by someone else. Signature was obviously not theirs. Others reported objections to the reason codes that include travel outside the country or designated them as disabled, which they weren't either. Buchanan County Registrar Vicki Clevenger testified and explained to the grand jurors the county absentee voting process. She explained that Atkins presented more absentee application forms than other candidates for public office. And her office records the initials of the person who hand-delivered these. Well, God, praise God. During each election cycle, Mr. Atkins relied on a number of absentee ballot applications and votes. He personally campaigned to a number of homes in the Knox District. Back in 2019, he took hundreds of ballots of applications to residents, filled them out, turned them in to the local registrar. Grand jurors heard testimony and reviewed documents that several Knox District residents received gravel on their private driveways. They heard further testimony from the county administrator that such gravel delivered was only allowed to be placed on private driveways to repair damage done by the municipality. I wonder what he signed off on. So this isn't just voter fraud. This is like serious voter fraud with public funds. Right? According to a Johnson City press report, Atkins alleged some of those absentee voters have been harassed, further noting the allegations are related to how the envelopes were witnessed. He explained none of the embezzlement charges accused, you hear that? None of the embezzlement charges accused him of enriching himself. But he's already in trouble. Anyway, again, you look at this stuff, and for people to tell you there is no voter fraud, there's nothing wrong here, don't look over here, is proof. And matter of fact, should set you off to the point where you're going, okay, there is fraud here. There has to be. Come on, right? Is that one guy saying, am I right or am I right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. All right. I told you earlier when it comes to votes, polls, surveys, any of that stuff, you need to be skeptical of all the ones you hear. Because you don't know how they're asking the question. You don't know the words of the question. And when they read it back to you or they tell you what the results were, they don't give you the exact verbiage. According to a recent poll, Americans oppose transgender surgeries, anti-puberty blockers for minors. Now, this is not new. This has been around for a while. Not the poll itself, but you know, smaller polls that check these people out. The majority of Americans don't support transgender surgeries. Right, this is according to a poll from a conservative nonprofit organization. The survey asked respondents whether they would support a ban on puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and physical sex change surgeries for children under 18. I say yes. They're not there yet. They're not mentally able to make these decisions yet. 56% of respondents said they would support a ban, while 34% they would not. A little over a third of those respondents identified as Democrats, while 37 identified as Republicans, 37%. And just under a quarter identified themselves as independents. Now, when you hear about this, when somebody asks you these questions, don't worry about how it's going to come off or who's going to hear you. At least I wouldn't. You need to speak the truth. And another question, respondents were asked whether they supported or were against children being pushed into a sex change. Around 63% of respondents agreed that children were too young to make that decision. Dee-daw. No kidding. Around 22% of the respondents believe that the opposition to gender transition, ready for this? See, whenever you disagree with them, they try to put you in a corner. 22% of the respondents believe that the opposition to gender transitioning was transphobic. Now, God forbid that you believe that this is hurting them. It's not good for them, like some of the other medical organizations say. No, no. You're simply phobic. Doctors who can prove to you that it's dangerous for them, it's not the right thing to do, they're phobic. This is how far we've come. I'm glad we're so enlightened, aren't you? Poll was conducted by On Message, Inc. for American Principles Project in six Senate battleground states, Georgia, Arizona, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and New Hampshire, all targeted likely general election voters via telephone. And the margin of error was 2.5%, almost 3%, really. Even medical professionals have told local news sources they've seen rates of gender dysphoria skyrocket among young people just in the last few years. Many of their colleagues are reluctant to speak publicly against transgender ideology for fear of both professional and personal retaliation. No, no. You need to speak against it if it's not right. If you know it's not true, if you know it's hurting kids, what do you care about what anybody else thinks or says? Right? Assistant Secretary for Health, Rachel Levine, who's the highest-ranking transgender person in the U.S. government, made headlines last month for claiming during an interview with NPR that there is no argument among medical professionals, pediatricians, pediatric endocrinologists, adolescent medicine physicians, and she went on and on and on about the value of the importance of gender affirmation care. She's basically saying that all these professionals are telling parents and others that you have to affirm the gender choices of a 9-year-old or a 7-year-old. And let that sink in for a second. Does that sound sane to anybody? If they can make that kind of life-altering decisions, then let them decide what to eat, where to go, when to go to bed, whether to go get educated or not. Shouldn't you? Really? This is how far, and you know, the other side of this too, by the way, is I don't think parents have a right to change. I know, I just went through a whole thing about rights, but parents shouldn't have a right to physically alter their child just because they feel bad. They want the child to be happy. This has become lunacy. And we don't even know what the long-term effects are for any of it. There's been some studies done already. Not good. But you'll never hear them. Because they're not good. Right? Somebody says, I don't understand how educators and school boards believe that they actually have authority to interlope in the ways they have. They have no parental rights to do what they're doing. They're right. I'm on a school board. We have no right to decide those things. Parents need to do that. Joe Mazzini, your host. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Really, go quick break. Grab yourself some coffee. Grab yourself a drink of any kind. Come on back and enjoy and watch your blood pressure rise. Be back in a little bit.